Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, this hour we're going to talk to the chicken and perhaps the guardian, too, that watches TV. Now, I understand the chicken. You've seen this viral video, I'm sure. If you haven't, head on over to her. The chicken watches TV.
Yeah, and we're having the guardian on so she can translate for the chicken.
Well, okay. I understand the chicken talks a lot.
Well, she does, but the guardian understands her, so she has to translate because she speaks chicken.
Now, you've had a chance to sit chickens before.
I have.
Yes. It's because you pet sit all kinds of animals.
And I pet sit chickens.
And what's
but
that
But you
like?
Don't sit on their eggs, do
no,
you?
Do you?
No, no. No, I let them do that. The chickens that I watch are very friendly. I can pick them up and they'll stand on my lap and I can pet them and hold them. And they're very friendly and they follow me around. And
do you think they have personalities?
They do. There's six at this one place I watch, and they're all different.
Well, I'm very curious to find out what this chicken watches on TV.
Does it have a preference?
Yeah, there might be certain shows that the chicken...
Reality,
what's the chicken's name?
TV.
Strawberry.
Strawberry,
yes. Yes. Okay, so that's on the way this hour in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go to the phones for your calls, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to do a quick check of the news with Miss Lori Brooks, our Miss Brooks. What are you working on for this hour?
Well, you know, when kids go off to college, they tend to get homesick. When they get homesick, they leave college. So all these universities are trying to figure out, how do we get kids to stay in college? Well, they figured out a way, and we'll tell you, it involves an animal.
Yeah, okay, it's on the way. I got very homesick. Anytime I left home, if it was summer camp, if it was school, I always got dreadfully homesick and would end up back at home within couple of weeks.
I was going to say a couple hours, Hal.
Yes. Much to my parents' chagrin, you know, they thought they finally got rid of me for summer and off to summer camp, but I did not. But there was one year they showed us horseback riding, and I just really got into the horses, and that took my mind off it. So I'm thinking I know where Lori's going to go with this, and we'll find out in just a few minutes right here. But first, your calls. Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Where are you?
I am in Ohio.
Well, you are on with Dr. Debbie.
Well, hello, Dr. Debbie.
So what do you have going on with you?
Well, I have two Sheltie puppies. They are will be 8 months old the 15th of this month. And the little female, she's very tiny. She's only about maybe 15 pounds right now. And her brother is like 33, and they're out of the same litter. You'd never believe these are the same puppies out of the same litter.
It's a big difference, yeah.
Yeah, it is a huge difference. Her teeth, her front, I assume they're the canine teeth, the ones that point down and then kind of get in sync with the bottom ones, the long ones, they're coming in on an angle. They're protruding forward. At first, we didn't think she was going to get those teeth. And then they start coming in, and so now they're pointing forward, and it's kind of forcing her bottom teeth out. Is there something we need to be concerned about? I mean, I've been on the internet and I've seen where they put braces on dogs. They pull the teeth. But when they pull the teeth, that they have complications. Is it something that we can just let her go with, or is it going to interfere with her eating, or what?
Well, generally, and what you're describing is where the canine teeth are the big kind of like the fang teeth. And particularly in Shelties, we do see this congenital deformity, if you call it that, where that big hook tooth, it is pointed forward and it can actually interfere with the gum and cause some problems when they become more mature. So it does usually warrant some intervention. And I'd say that most people tend to go to either one of two schools of belief here. One would be to extract that tooth because knowing that it's going to create problems, it's going to get caught on the tooth, we're going to have a an area where there's going to be excess tartar that's going to build up. So there's a lot of veterinarians that will say just to yank that tooth, pull it, get it out of there, be done and over with it. Now, there's the other possibility of trying something of a procedure called a vital pulpotomy. Basically, it's the equivalent of cutting off part of the crown of the tooth and kind of sealing it up. So it's shorter. It's still there. We're not really damaging that root structure. Those are the I'd say, the probably two more common approaches. You can do braces, and you can try to restore that bite. I don't know that a lot of veterinary dentists are really big fans of that, but there are some that will pursue that. But just knowing that that's just a future problem waiting to happen, and you know, I would probably say yanking that tooth is going to be the best and easiest solution that I could tell you to do.
What I have read about is that sometimes this tooth evidently is as long in the gum area as it is hanging down, and that it can interfere with her sinus cavities or something.
Exactly, yeah. And actually, the way that any of those teeth on the upper jaw go is that there is, it's kind of like an iceberg. So what you see on the outside is only part of that tooth. Uh-huh. And that deeper part goes up and does penetrate part of the sinus. So, yeah, and when it's abnormally positioned, you're going to have more of a potential for problems there.
Okay.
So when we extract a tooth like that, we know we got to take out what we see and what we don't see on that tooth. Uh-huh. And if that tooth is removed fully and completely, and that can be done, you know, with your veterinarian with the benefit of x-rays, where they take little digital x-rays of the teeth, just like when you go to the dentist and you put that bite film in your mouth.
Okay.
We do that for dogs, but they're generally asleep and sitting still, and we do those same kind of x-rays, and that'll help to ensure that that tooth gets removed
fully. So in other words,
fully.
As far as leaving it go, is her teeth, would her teeth be fully formed now, or are they going to get longer? Because it's kind of like, it's funny because we call her, her nickname is Elvis, because she kind of looks like she's got that curly lip, you know, when when she's either got done eating or she's getting a treat or something, and then she'll look at you, and then she gets that tooth caught on her gum. And so I didn't know if that was, if her tooth was fully formed yet, or if it's still going to grow more in, and then it's going to force those outer teeth out. Or I just, these are our third and fourth Shelties. We've had two other Shelties, and we've never had a problem with their teeth. And mm-hmm. they actually came from the same breeder. They are the great nephews of our 8-year-old Sheltie that we had to put down in June that was part of our family. And so now we have two tricolored ones, and we couldn't decide on just taking one, so we ended up having brother and sister now. Instead of just having one, we have two.
Oh, wonderful.
And the male, he's fine. His teeth are beautiful and perfect. It's just
yeah,
perfect.
And you know, This defect does come up. It's actually technically called the term Lance canine. Uh-huh. And I think for your baby's purposes, you're going to still see some growth in that tooth. And she's still young enough that you're going to see it kind of grow even further out.
Okay.
So, you know,
so
I would definitely...
It does warrant attention then.
Yeah, I sure would. And, you know, you may have had Shelties your whole life, but, you know, these kind of things do crop up, and they kind of, any breed, you know, a little problem can come up, a genetic defect that you never saw before if you've bred Schnauzers your whole life. So, but yeah, I think address it and you'll be on a good plane, and she'll never know the difference without that tooth done in the long run. So this is Dr. Debbie. If you have a question for me, give me a call at Animal Radio, 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm stuck down here in Houston in traffic, but I'm doing good.
Oh, gosh. Well, what kind of critter do you have, Patrick?
We've got a wolf at the house. He's a Arctic wolf, timber wolf, I believe.
And he's not a hybrid. He's actually a wolf, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's full-blooded wolf. Of course, we got to list him as hybrid and everything like that, I guess, get papers on him. But we have papers and everything on him. I spoke to my wife last night. She said he's about 140 pounds, but he's big. He's real big, but he's real slender. And I know a few other people that have got wolves that theirs are actually filled out, and I was calling to see what I could do about that.
How's his general overall health? Have you had any issues, any problems with diarrhea, vomiting, anything going on like that?
No.
And tell me a little bit about what you feed them, because I know for a lot of listeners are probably not really aware that people keep wolves as pets.
He's the best animal in the world. He is really, really good. Well, we feed them like dry dog food, and my wife will treat them to scraps, you know, meat scraps and stuff like that. They've already been cooked and all that kind of stuff. And that's about what he eats on his diet. I've been hearing an ad about the Dino Bite, I guess that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. I heard that ad, too.
Okay.
Who hasn't heard that ad? If you haven't heard that ad, raise your hand.
So I was wondering, should we use that in order to increase the weight gain? I mean, would that help?
Okay.
You know, some kind of vitamin diet or something.
Yeah. Now, I guess one other question I have is he neutered or is he intact?
He's intact. He's not neutered or anything.
Okay. Because in most of at least the wolf hybrids that I see, when you compare them to actually a regular dog, they do tend to be a much leaner category of dog. So they have a lot more muscle tone, but they're more lanky. So if he's lanky, but in good weight, then I probably wouldn't be too worried about that. But if we're worried that he's really underweight, there are a couple things. And the one thing with diet with wolves is, you know, kibble alone definitely doesn't do it for the wolves or the wolves hybrids. They do need to have a little bit more of a, actually like the meat base in it. And I'm not a fan of raw diets, and my ears burn when I talk about these kind of things. But for the wolf mixes, raw meat sometimes is very important because they have such a higher need for protein and so forth. So that might be something to maybe incorporate a bit more of that. And you're in an area that you probably don't have a veterinarian that takes care of them. Do they come out to the home, or do you ever have them taken care of?
Well, we take them down to the vet, which is only about 8 miles from the house. He loves to ride in the car. He goes crazy when he rides in the car. He just loves it.
The reason I was asking about the veterinarian is one of the simplest things I would do is make sure that he does have a stool sample checked, to have a screening for parasites. Because, even everyday household dogs, an undetected parasite can really rob them of a lot of not only nutrition, but also kind of rob them of, good healthy body weight. So that would be something I would definitely want to check out. And if he was a little bit more showing signs of being sickly, then I could list a whole bunch of different things that I'd look at. The reality is that with a lot of these guys, when they're not neutered, they are just in lean body mass. So unless you're planning on breeding this guy, a lot of some of the behavioral problems for dogs translate over to wolves as well. So neutering him certainly would potentially have the side effect of maybe increasing his body mass a little bit.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.